Mercy Schwartz and Bess Carrell interviewing Saul Rubin in his apartment at the Winchester in Oakland. It's August 12, 1998. Mr. Rubin, could you please again say something?
I came to Pittsburgh in 1945 from Columbus, Ohio.
Just one moment. Okay, one moment. Okay, we are on. Thank you for your patience. Mr. Rubin, I think, well, you started to tell us that you came to Pittsburgh mm-hmm. in 1945, but could we go back a little bit as to where you were born and when you were born and a little bit about your parents, or as much as you like about your parents?
Okay, I was born in 1915. April 1st, 1915.
Which city were you born in?
Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Columbus, Ohio.
And were your parents from Columbus also?
My parents were from Europe.
Do you know where in Europe?
Russia. They were from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my father came here, and my father came to the United States in 1907. And he first came to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He had an uncle here in business. Downtown Pittsburgh, and after he was there a year, he decided to go back to Columbus, Ohio to be with his brother who had already established himself in Columbus. I attended Ohio State University, and joined my father in his business with my two brothers.
Could you tell me what kind of business your father had?
Yes, we were in a retail men's clothing business.
Okay, and your father's name?
Max Rubin. And mother's name was Goldie.
And what year did your mom come here?
Mother was here. My mother came here in 1910.
And she went to Columbus?
Yes, came directly to Columbus. And her maiden name was Schottenstein, Goldie Schottenstein. And
Did she work, or was she a homemaker?
She was a homemaker and never worked after her marriage, and made a wonderful home for all of us. Very knowledgeable. She went to school in Columbus and educated herself until she married. I have two brothers and a sister who are still in Columbus, Ohio.
And what are their names?
Alvin Rubin, Alvin and Bernard, and my sister is Sylvia Sylvia and Murray Ethel? What's Sylvia's last name? Isn't that something? What's that? You know, it's Ed, just a minute. Sylvia and Murray's last name. Ebner. E-B-N-E-R. Okay. And Sylvia Ebner. Sylvia and Murray Ebner. Very much involved with the Jewish community and almost every organization in the city of Columbus. My whole family is very much involved.
Were your parents also active in organizational work?
My parents, my mother was a member of various organizations, but my father was very much involved in his business. And he actually had very little time to be involved.
It's interesting that all of the siblings are involved in organizational business, so it had to come from somewhere.
My brothers are very much involved, as well as I am. My father was very charitable, and possibly this led to our involvement in organization work. My mother comes from a very large family. She was the only girl among eight brothers. And today I have many, many cousins in Columbus, Ohio, in fact, who are involved. In fact, one of them, they're the owners of the Value City department stores here, and the American Eagle. And we're a very close family. And those are my first cousins. And they're very charitable, and chairman of the Israel Bonds in Columbus, and president. In fact, my nephew now is president of the Gudasachem Synagogue.
Would you care to share their names with us?
Yes, Mark Ebner. Mark Ebner. And A-G-U-D-A-T-H. A-C-H-I-M. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest synagogue in Columbus, Ohio.
Are your brothers still, do they still have the same business that your father started?
No. They retired many years ago from that business, which was a men's retail clothing business, and became involved in real estate, and one brother, Alvin, has retired, but the youngest brother, Bernard, is still in business with his two sons, and under the name of Plaza Realty Company. My brother-in-law, has the Ebner Realty Company at Columbus, Ohio.
Could you describe a little?
I'm with the I'm president in Pittsburgh. My business is with the B&J Realty Company. Yes.
Is that a commercial company?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about your home life growing up? Was it a religious family? Were you a traditional family or a Reformed family?
Orthodoxy was our religion, Orthodox, and later became traditional. Attended the Orthodox synagogue that I mentioned. And when I came to Pittsburgh, I had married, before I came to Columbus, I had married 3 years prior to my coming here, Florine Silberstein, S-I-L-B-E-R-S-T-E-I-N.
And that was in what year?
In 1942.
And she was from Columbus,
Ohio? She was from Columbus, Ohio, yes. Mm-hmm. And her parents were also very much involved in organization work and in business, whose business was a Columbus Pipe and Equipment Company. We had one child in Columbus, and our second child was born in Pittsburgh. I'll take it back. Both children were born in Columbus, but we were already living in Columbus. Barbara Judy was born, they were both born in Columbus. It was right after Judy was born, that's our youngest. I have two children, Barbara and Judy. After Judy was born, we immediately came to Pittsburgh. In fact, I had come to Pittsburgh prior to Judy being born. And I had lived here for 1 year prior to our bringing my family here. There was no place to live. You couldn't buy or rent a house in that year because of the war.
What year was that again?
1945. Yes, right after Judy was born, the family came to Pittsburgh. And I established myself in the men's retail business on Fifth Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh.
What was the name of your establishment?
The first store was called Stylebrook. Stylebrook Clothes for Men at 5th and Court, opposite the courthouse. After 12 years, I moved down to 5th and Smithfield, and later became the American Discount Corporation. I was the first men's discounter in the city of Pittsburgh. I had a very successful operation.
But you sold to the public?
Oh yes, retail business. Oh sure, downtown. Mm-hmm. We were right across from Kaufman's. At that time, across from Frank and Cedars, where the Wendy's store is now. That's my building there.
What brought you to Pittsburgh initially, though?
I wanted to enter business for myself. And I was told about a store that was for sale here in Pittsburgh, at 5th and Court. At that time, the store was Brooks. And the name was only for maybe a year, and later on, I changed the name to Stylebrook, which was a very good change, because the boys were coming back from service, and they wanted style and fashion clothing. There's other things. Am I on tape? Okay. I was going to tell you, I was very innovative. I was the first one that gave free parking to customers for 2 hours.
Is that right?
That's right, the very first one. And I did a lot of things first.
Please tell us. Tell us, that's what we're here for.
I gave my customers 2 hours free parking. It went on for many years. It was a very good boost for my business. And then 12 years later, I went down in the heart of Fifth Avenue at Fifth and Smithfield, where the present Wendy's store stands, and purchased that building and became the, and after a few years, I went down there with the Stylebrook name, and after a few years, I changed the business to the American Discount Corporation.
Stylebrook was not discounted, though.
No, Stylebrook was a regular men's store. That's right. Now, we, in our discount operation, we sold only nationally advertised brands. Quality merchandise. All labeled goods, such as Gann shirts, London Fog raincoats, Eagle suits, cashmere sweaters. We had the finest selection of men's clothing at discount prices.
That was pretty innovative as well.
Yes. I'll tell you something else. And during our years in business, we sent many times clothing to the White House.
Is that right?
That's right.
Who was the president then?
Truman.
Sure.
Under Truman's administration, the FBI office was located in the Union Trust Building. And whenever they came to Pittsburgh, whenever they'd come to Pittsburgh, they would make it their business to come into the store and pick a suit or two or three or half a dozen, and they had the sizes they wanted. And never once was any garment ever returned to us. And this went on for several years.
Is that how President Truman heard about you, or is that how the White House heard about you?
Well, I don't know. We didn't know who the clothing went to. We had no idea who it was for. It was sent with a number, and the address was the White House, and as I said, nothing was ever returned. Now, for whom it was, we have no idea, for who it was purchased, but it had to be very satisfactory. They wouldn't keep coming back, and we sold people from, my goodness, and after that, when people would leave, retire, and go to Arizona or go out west, and they would several times a year send us their size. Customers at the Delta store, and they would tell us what they want, and we would send out clothes to them. We had a tremendous professional business as well as office business downtown Pittsburgh. And as I said, it was a very successful business.
How long did you have that store?
We had that store, I would say, about 20 years.
So you retired the store in 1965?
I retired in 1977. So 45 to 77 is what, 32 years, yes. 12 years on 5th and Court, and 20 years down at 5th and Smithfield.
And did you try any other business ventures then after that?
Well, I purchased several commercial buildings after that. And the B&J name came about through my two daughters, Barbara and Judy. And the time I purchased the building, the original building where Wendy is now, I purchased that building when I moved down to Fifth Avenue. originally had purchased also the building of Fifth and Court. And I sold that. Well, I traded that building. No, I sold that building and then went down and purchased the other building.
What's there now?
Yes, very interesting. The Mellon National, Mellon Bank building. Right on that corner. That's right. That's what's there now. Yes.
Was there a flower shop there?
Yeah, well, that was, yes, right out, right across the street. Yes, Smalley and what's it?
Lubin
and Smalley. Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Then there was a barber shop two doors down, you know, where all our, many of our people from the Jewish community would come down there and get their hair cut. And then there was the Plaza building down the street. Do you remember that, Plaza?
Now, where was the Plaza building?
On the same block with the Lubin Smalley flower shop. Yes, they that was the anchor tent. That was the anchor building on that block. That's right. Brings back a lot of memories.
That's what we're trying to do. Mr. Rubin, can we go back again to your school days, your high school days? Tell me what life was like in Columbus, Ohio, growing up. Tell me where you went for holidays with your family, if anywhere. If you could just describe.
Well, yes, okay. No, we, holidays in Columbus were very important to us. The store was always closed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And dinner was always with family. As I said, my mother had eight brothers. And she was the mother to them because her mother passed away a year before she married. And the youngest brother at that time was Uncle Ben, who is still living. The others are gone. And Uncle Ben at that time was 4 years older than me. And she raised him. She raised her youngest brother.
So all the brothers would come home for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Oh yes, come to our house for the holidays. And we were an average family, very average. We didn't look for luxurious, it wasn't luxurious living. My father always made a very nice living. And during the Depression, we were able to maintain ourselves in a very dignified manner.
So the Depression didn't affect your family?
Not so much, but we worked. In other words, I attended Ohio State University. My father was not well. He had asthma, and after a year or two of school, I had to go into the business. And when I went into the business, and later on, as my brother Alvin, who was a year and a half younger than I am, and Bernard was several years younger, and as they graduated high school, they came directly into the business. We had a very, very big business in Columbus. Our store at that time was 100-foot front and 75-foot deep, so it was a good-sized store. After I left our business in Columbus, about 8 years later, my two brothers, my father had already retired, my two brothers decided to sell the business, and they went into the real estate business. They became very, very successful in Columbus. And this is where Plaza Realty was born.
Plaza.
Your bar mitzvah. You were bar mitzvah at an Orthodox?
Bar mitzvah, yes. An Orthodox synagogue. Very true. else can I tell you?
What kind of...
I attended South High School in Columbus. I graduated high school at 17. And then went on to high state, and from there I went into business.
What did
now, you want to, maybe you want to know what brought me, well, not exactly, brought me into Pittsburgh.
Sure.
We would come into business an average once every month to buy merchandise from Saul Wilkinson's. And this is how I met Jack Wolk, and we became very, very close friends. In fact, I would say I was one of his closest friends until he passed away, and that relationship was for at least, I would say, at least 40 years.
Yes,
at least 40 years. And as of today, I'm still a very close friend of the Wolf family. Yes. But that had nothing to do with my coming to Pittsburgh. I subscribed to a men's retail periodical, and in that periodical, I found the store that was for sale here in Pittsburgh. And this is what actually brought me into Pittsburgh.
So you were here a year before your family came.
Yes.
And you commuted?
Yes, I lived at Webster Hall Hotel.
And how often?
I commuted every week to Columbus for the weekend and came back. One weekend I would come to Pittsburgh. Next weekend I would go to New York to buy merchandise. That's when merchandise was very, very scarce, and you had to go, and you had to go to New York yourself to get it.
Well, we're into the 1940s. Can you talk a little bit about how the Second World War affected you or your family? Or?
Well, I did not go, I was not in service. I was discharged. I was drafted, and after a week, I had flat feet, and they decided to discharge me. And that was my association with the draft.
Did you went through Sunday school and you went?
Oh yes, Sunday school, Hebrew school. Oh yes.
Are there any people throughout your education or your religious life that come to mind that were of influence on you, or who was the most influential person in your life?
Well, the most influential person was my mother. Yes, my mother always saw to it that. That we got a good Jewish education, and she had a lot to contend with because she had these brothers who were also. Also very important to her, and she had to make sure that they were well taken care of and well fed, and that they made a life for themselves. So she had a big task to perform. She really did.
Did they all turn out okay?
Everyone turned out very fine. Yes. Yes. They all, yes.
What
very
did
much
you...
so. They all went into retail businesses for themselves and did very well. In fact, the youngest one, I'm 83, so he's 3 years older Well, he'll be 87 this year, still living in Cincinnati. And he retired from one business, went into another business. I really won't go into that. But he has a very lovely family. A cousin of mine there is president of the Jewish Home and Hospital, and she's an attorney there, and also president of the United Jewish Federation in Cincinnati. So you see, every facet of the family is involved in their local communities. Very much so.
It's quite an accomplishment for your family.
Well, it was a big family. And needless to tell you, I must have a minimum. There's no exaggeration.